Time for our weekend wrap-up with WRAL-TV news anchor Gerald Owens. How's it going, Gerald?
Going great, Jerry. I hope you had a great weekend.
I did, and you?
Oh, man, it was fabulous. It really was.
It was a little crazy Saturday, though, with the weather, but outside of that, it was a great weekend.
It is. It's January. We're talking about severe thunderstorms. I mean, that's amazing.
70-degree temperatures? That is amazing. But I know, you know, it's time for the weekend wrap-up, so bring us up to speed. What are the big stories from the weekend?
Well, of course, as you mentioned, that spring-like storm system that rolled through here on Saturday, RDU International saw its second-highest wind gust ever at 86 miles an hour. We saw more than 100 trees blown down in one area alone, and a Raleigh woman was killed when the tree limb broke off and fell on top of her and her family while they were walking along a trail. We also saw some condominiums under construction blow down during the storm in the Briar Creek area. Also this weekend, a fire gutted a home in Cary last night. The home is outside the Cary city limits, and there were no fire hydrants in that area. Authorities say they had to truck in water just to put the fire out. Well, the house was destroyed. The family was out of town at the time, so no one was hurt. A local firefighter was honored this weekend. This is a nice story. As a hero after the State Fair accident last October, Morrisville firefighter Connell Farrar was off duty when the vortex started moving while people were getting off the ride. Some unsecured passengers fell 20 feet to the ground and landed on the ride's metal floor. Well, he stepped in and offered assistance. Farrar said his first thoughts were to help the victims. A tough end to the season for your Carolina Panthers, Jerry. They lost yesterday to the 49ers, 23-10. You know that. Panthers committed a lot of major penalties and other uncharacteristic mistakes in their losing effort. Still not enough to tarnish an otherwise successful season, I think.
I agree. You know, it was a great season. People forget just 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we were terrible.
Oh, I know.
You know, so to come this far in that short period of time is amazing, and I think next year is going to be another great season.
I think so, too. Cam Newton's coming into his own, and they've got a great defense, so they'll be fine.
Yep. Well, what are you guys going to cover tonight?
We're going to tell you about the search for an escaped inmate who has ties to our area. Also, President Obama is returning to the Triangle this week. He will speak at NC State University on Thursday. His visit is supposed to be about the economy. Tonight on WRAL, we'll look at how the university is getting ready for this major news event. The President of the United States coming to Raleigh.
All right, Gerald, thank you for the weekend wrap-up. You have a great day, and we look forward to talking to you next Monday.
All right, thanks, Jerry. Take care.